This is the Basement Buddies Podcast.
Hi, I'm John, that's Brooks, and...
And Tanya's here.
Hi.
Hi, my real wife who exists. A woman who married me.
Do people think that I'm fake?
I don't know.
It probably. Really sounds like when I close my eyes, mm-hmm. It sounds like John's just making a...
a lady voice?
A lake voice. Now I need to see John drinking a glass of water while you
while
speak.
She's talking. We can't do it.
No.
It's your birthday.
Anytime I see you, we have to record a podcast.
Yeah, of
you know,
course.
Prepare for the future.
Mm-hmm. But this one, it can't go in the vaults because it's a very special day.
Brooks' birthday is tomorrow.
I know. It's close enough.
Oh.
I'm not going to come back tomorrow.
Isn't it like.
Or no, is it Monday?
It's 1 month after Groundhog's Day.
Oh.
Okay.
So far, how is this prediction going?
As far as winter?
It was supposed to come earlier this year, I thought, said Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, I'm not up on my groundhog lore.
Didn't he say that winter was over? I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
So yeah. I was like, well.
I haven't kept my thumb on the pulse of the hedgehogs or groundhogs of the world.
That's the only, you know, every other, religion, most of them are just made up.
Right.
Sage
except
clearing
Mormonism.
Off evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one where you dilute something down to 10,000?
Homeopathy. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Homeopathy.
Right.
But that groundhog fucking
that's
knows,
true.
Man. He knows.
He knows how winter works?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
My
sure
mom
that's
always.
Very scientific.
She refers to the Farmer's Almanac. She's like, well, the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a cold winter.
Has it been?
I was like, what is that? Is that a thing?
I mean, it was
that's
cold.
That's an old person thing.
Did Ben Franklin come from the grave and tell you about the weather? She's like, oh, the farmers know. I don't know shit.
Farmers. Farmers are too busy farming to to do their research from that.
Sitting in their tractors jerking off.
Yeah.
I like this bottle opener.
Oh, you came to the right place. My
if
love.
You want a bottle opener, I stole that bottle opener from Caitlin's parents' beach house.
Oh, that's
it's a
nice.
Whale bottle opener.
I really like it. It's very heavy.
I went 19-year-old me really liked that bottle opener as well. And
that's from London.
Oh, whoa, shit. They imported
turns
it.
Out this was like a family heirloom.
I know they're going to be pissed.
It's in the grandmother's will.
We should tell Caitlin. And
oh, we should have Caitlin on the podcast.
She'll come over and be.
I haven't seen her for so long.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
She'll be at
hey, Kirsten, get Caitlin on the pod.
Yeah, Kirsten and Caitlin could come on the podcast together.
No, just Caitlin.
The two K's.
The two K's. One more, and then we have a party.
Katie.
Oh. That would, if we just got three
K's.
If we got three K's together.
The KKK.
Yep.
And and announce them like that, but without telling them in advance.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And then accuse them of being racist.
Hey, there's burritos upstairs.
Nearly. The components of a burrito.
Thanks for coming in clutch. I told everybody else 5 o'clock, and I told you guys 4:30. So you
oh,
with so we showed up and started.
So we can cook.
We were cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't care.
I mean, stirring ground beef is
mm-hmm.
pretty hard.
We came back from seeing Kurt, Jamie's dad, at the hospital.
Right.
And we got a heart like surgery.
They cracked him open.
Cracked him open.
Ugh.
Took some arteries from like in his leg.
Oh yeah.
Moved them up to his heart and replaced them. And now it's like, and he's looking all pink.
Wow.
I think he's like, you know,
on
probably needed this
thing. I mean, normally they don't do heart surgery unless you need it.
I thought it was just for like.
It's a cosmetic.
Yeah.
Elective
it was just
surgery.
Like he.
It's not mm-hmm. like a BBL or anything.
Did he get a BBL while he was there?
Yeah, he got a.
Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah, he got a BBL while he was there.
Well, that's good that he's on the mend. That shit's pretty scary.
Well,
and now, you know, that you're getting older, This is shit you got to deal with.
I got to start thinking about, like, my health and stuff, John.
What? Oh, no, not you. Your parents.
When did you start thinking about your health?
When my dad died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When my dad had his heart attack 10 years ago, I was like, that was like when I lost a bunch of weight, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then I gained it back.
Yeah.
That always happens, right?
But then now I got another dad in the hospital.
Oh, well, now you need to lose more weight.
I got to lose some weight again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he smokes cigarettes, so I can blame it on the cigarettes.
There you go.
Cigarettes are.
So it's like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. It's not. It's not all the candy and, you know, fast food. Right?
Nope, not at all. Well, maybe you should start smoking.
Oh, and that's from...
That's an elephant bottle opener.
Lizzie brought that. She picked it up when she was in Africa.
Was she really in Africa, or did she lie?
Lizzie got that for me. I don't trust where it came from.
Yeah, good answer.
It's an elephant.
So what are you planning on doing for your birthday? Anything exciting?
Daniel has another birthday party. He's going to some jump trampoline park.
Ooh.
No, that's not allowed.
And
it's
like,
your birthday.
And they asked. He was like, since it's your birthday, I was like, oh, I'll just putz around the house.
Yeah.
Doing whatever.
That is nice.
Maybe go to Home Depot.
Yeah, go to Home Depot.
Wander around, look at things that are on clearance, see what they got in that end cap there.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. Or
maybe on a chip clip. Who knows?
Ooh.
What excitement the day might hold.
Oh, man. I took Friday off, and I went to the wood store.
Right. You're talking of going to the fancy wood store.
To the fancy. It's... Binomics has hit that wood store, man.
Oh, boy.
Like $18 a linear foot for...
Wow.
Some, like, oak boards.
For, like, Paduke.
And I'm like, no, Paduke's, like, $25 for a...
What about ironwood?
I didn't...
Ebony. Eucalyptus.
Anyways, I got two nice. I got a couple pieces of wood.
Turn. I gotta get a couple nice. I need a nice piece of wood for the kids'
height chart.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
I was asking Brooks. Yeah.
I mean, if you're only buying 5 feet.
Oh yeah, just a small. Yeah, you know, so I can reburn it into the wood.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, we gotta buy two. So I'd like you to duplicate my mom's.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
That one only needs to be like 6 inches, though, John.
What?
You're in the bedroom.
Oh, hey, we have a special surprise gift.
What?
Aww.
His flowers. Cause is here. And he
it's Cause.
Oh, that feels
he brought
good.
You some pink tulips. Hey, how sweet is that?
Say hi on the mic real fast,
we'll have
Cause.
To get Cause down here in a little bit.
Hold on. Just... Move out of the way, bro.
Cause is one of my favorite podcast guests.
Special delivery.
What are fan these? Favorite.
Pink tulips with white accents on the top.
That's classy shit. Brought you flowers.
Beautiful.
My wife brought you cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty
good. Just some crumble cookies.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
I've never had crumble cookies. I've only heard
you
of
haven't?
Them. I've only heard of them.
They have kind of some weird flavors. There's one up there that's a cornbread cookie. It looks kind of good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's go.
Should we go eat that stuff?
Okay.
Let's see what's going on upstairs.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Do you just have people come down and record clips and splice them?
We should.
That'd be cool. Like, have kids come down.
All right, we're back.
So, Simon, I don't know if you've been on the podcast since we
started putting
it.
Them on.
Since the
it's pandemic. Been a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think they might be in the vault.
Like there was one.
You said guys, some stuff, and you were like,
cut that out.
Cut that out. And then we had to cut out the entire episode.
That sounds right.
Hey, it's my brother Simon, if he hasn't been on the podcast before.
Your older brother. Your idol.
I was born in 1980.
5 years.
You were born in 1985.
And it's, like we said earlier, it's my birthday.
Yeah. You're 39.
So that would make you.
Approaching 40.
How old? 44 this year?
No,
so
I'll be 43.
44 this year.
Oh, you will? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, what's it feel like being an elder?
Well, you basically have to wake up and have a stretching routine. I don't know if you're already doing that.
What?
You have to wake up and massage your feet.
Mm.
You need to do some hip flexor exercises, drink way more water. And there's a high probability if you overdrink, then you're going to feel way worse the next day.
Oh, alcohol, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe you have some advice for me, Simon. I've been doing a lot of prying nails and hammering and hand, arm, shoulder stuff.
You're 40.
41.
One this year.
And like my hands are like really fucked up.
Started feeling a little arthritic.
And I get like numbness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll wake up, my hands will be numb.
Pick up that cracking sound.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing?
Hands shouldn't make that sounds like you're rubbing pieces of chalk together.
My hands always made that noise.
Mm-hmm.
Even in like high school.
When you're twerking it.
But yeah, I'm getting like carpal tunnel. Is that it?
I think
it's the hammer's fault.
Yeah, hammers are horrible. Hammers. Basically, my biggest problem was using my hand like a hammer.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Nature's hammer.
Yeah, yeah. Nature's hammer. So mm-hmm. It was like when that kind of feeling started for me. So I have to just like refrain. I think that in our 40s, what I'm recognizing is that if we do just reduce those motions or those impacts mm-hmm. on our bodies, then it will help. But I see the difficulties on the horizon.
Like, well, what happens?
You have a yeah. Do you have like an out? Like, what's your plan?
I just tell people what to do now. I don't really actually have to do anything.
Oh, that's good.
What about you're riding your electric bike down the street?
I like that.
And like, you know, a piece of plywood got hit by a gust of wind and it fell against like a couple of cinder blocks.
It happens a lot.
Happens all the time. You taking that jump? You hitting that ramp, Simon? Because I mean,
with my cargo bike.
Yeah.
you jumping that baby?
No, and I think I'm.
Oh.
It's in your path, like. It's lined up perfectly. You know, the fucking stars align.
You're not standing up on those pedals and just trying to.
And you would actively choose to move around the ramp. Is that where you're at?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I've felt all the feelings of landing wrong.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, like, and unfortunately, a lot of that happens around your lower.
It's always the.
In your genitals. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta control the. Yeah, yeah. Control your path. The
genitals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Brooks, are you going over that jump?
I'm hitting that jump.
Yeah, you are hitting
just that light.
You got some suspension?
I feel like my legs can still hold up.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Like my spine compresses just a little bit, just enough. Like, I still got a few more years before it's just brittle.
The kids ever get you up on the trampoline? That's when you feel spine compression. Holy shit.
It's like, I only have about 5 minutes worth of jumping on the trampoline mm-hmm. before I'm like, I gotta get off here, guys.
Oof.
All that, disc juice, it's gone. It's
probably good for you to get that, don't do so much jumping where you're, like, impacting your body so much, but that full contraction of your body is good for you.
Yeah.
Good exercise.
I always, I'm out there. I'm still moving. Yeah. Still moving, picking up packages, carrying them around.
Using the eight
keys to lifting and lowering.
I remember grandma wearing some shoes called Sass.
The Sass shoes.
Yeah, the Sass. Do they still got the? It seems like Sass would have shoes.
I feel like that
UPS drivers.
Aimed right at women. A
Sass shoe.
Sass.
Who said you can't be sassy, Brooks?
I want my sassy shoes. No, I've.
When I talk about you, I'm like, yeah, my sassy friend Brooks.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, is she like drag queen?
I moved over to the Brooks shoes.
I've seen that, yeah. You get a little kickback?
I figured out they cost twice as much as my other pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Which just happened to be Nikes.
Which were Nikes, but the Nikes wear out way quicker. So they might, like, equal out to be the same. I'm not sure.
Okay.
My poor self inside of me thinks this is too much for a pair of shoes. But, like, you
know. How much? I'm say like the number.
$140 for a pair of shoes. But I was paying $70 for these Nike work shoes, and they would last about 2.5 months before they were just worn out.
Yeah, that's
funny. Hard to imagine.
Because I'm walking
he walks
12 miles a day.
Yeah, shitload.
Wow.
So the treads wear out.
They just wear, like, the bottom's flat, and then my knee starts hurting, and, like, just from...
You need that cushion.
Walking...
For pushing.
10, 12 miles.
Do you ever count your calories and stuff like that? Are you doing...
Yeah, but I eat more to counteract that.
Yeah.
You know. One thing I've noticed, Mike and Ike, the theater size at my pantry... Still $1.10.
Oh, wow.
Still $1.10. They'll be on sale for 88 cents. But the pet, they're smaller. It's not like
shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation, but probably for the better.
For you.
Like for society, do we really need like 8 ounces of
half a pound of pure sugar?
But is this a daily or is this a weekly? You'll go through one pack a week.
Oh no! I mean, when I buy it, I eat it
that day.
That sitting, that like half hour.
One half hour.
Simon,
half hour.
I'm a candy man.
You'll eat like 300.
It's 550 calories of pure sugar and glycerin.
How many? But then how much sugar? How much sugar is that?
I don't know.
How much does the package weigh? Because that's how many grams of sugar is in there.
But it made me think. Remember like McDonald's back in 1950? Like the large was an 8 ounce. And then slowly over time, us fat Americans got up to like 44 ounces.
Yeah, double gulp. And
but whatnot. Now with like shrinkflation, it's getting smaller again.
So it's a good thing.
It might be a good thing.
Thanks, Biden.
Oh, yeah, we should all go to McDonald's.
For society. Yeah. it might be the best for society that things cost more and people don't want to pay.
We're too poor to afford food. That's a good spin.
I haven't purchased any theater candy since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to the dentist, they're pretty proud of me.
Because you don't have a sweet tooth?
You and I have genetically similar jaw and tooth structure. Are the dentists proud of you when you go?
Well, you got some fillings over
when I go.
When you were in your youth, you had.
Yeah, but I haven't had cavities for a while now. Mm-hmm. And they're always like, oh, looks like good borders here around your. Well, you must be flossing. And I'm like, no, I just don't eat sugar like that.
Oh, man. See, yeah. When I, like, did we talk about this? The last recording we did, was it earlier?
I have no idea.
I lost a bunch of weight when my dad had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've since gained it back. So it's taken about 10 years to like lose 50 pounds and gain it back.
Yeah.
Or close to. But also, I stopped eating sugar back then. So now I'm thinking Kurt having his heart issues, I'll cut back.
On sugar,
but my teeth were much better at the dentist.
That's weird.
During that time.
Do you think it's related at all, now, or it's just a coincidence?
Probably just a coincidence.
Probably nothing to do with it. Sugar's bad.
Processed sugars are everything.
I'm still in the mindset of, I'm unbreakable.
Yeah, you're not 40 yet. You're going to be 40 next year. This is your 39th birthday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, okay, live it up
so
now.
Still unbreakable.
Yep.
I'm still
unbreakable. One more year.
Yeah.
And then it all falls apart.
But then...
When that clock hits midnight.
But I've lived the most charmed, lucky life. I don't see myself, like, failing. I feel like I'm going to be unbreakable until I'm 95 years old.
You know what? That mindset probably...
Good or bad?
No, it's good. It's probably providing you with those superpowers.
Okay, see? But I should probably have less.
Is that called enabling? I think it is.
You're enabling.
No, keep it up. Keep it up.
Sarcasm's pretty
helpful. So what's your vice, Simon? You know,
My vice is definitely alcohol. Alcohol is being processed in my liver.
There's
similar to sugar.
A comedian, John Hodgman. He goes, I don't have a sweet tooth, but I have an alcohol molar.
I don't have a molar yet. I have basically, there's all kinds of things that distract me from what I could be doing to be the most healthy person. I mean, I'm up there and wait. I'm curious, Brooks, where are you at now? Like,
I haven't got on a scale. My scale ran out of batteries. So I'm assuming the same.
I ran my scale out of batteries. I
ran it out. Last time I got on, it said one person at a time, please.
Yeah, classic. Are you hitting a number
like
that you don't like?
Probably
something?
Like 265.
Yeah, I'm probably
creeping on up.
Well, I'm 225, and I was basically, 185 for 20 years. And then the pandemic happened, and now I'm like 225.
Yeah.
COVID, one of the symptoms was gaining weight, right?
Yeah.
Slowly over time.
I kept getting COVID over and over. Back to back.
Yeah. Well, so should I I'm saying it here now.
What?
I'm losing 40 pounds by the time I'm 40.
Oh, 40 by 40. That's that's attainable.
No, 34 pounds by the time I'm 40.
28 pounds. Yeah, nice.
4 kilograms by the time I'm 40.
That's all right, so Simon, you were five when your brother was born. Do you remember the day he came home, or do you have any birthday memories?
Oh, yeah, on the day of his birth. I remember Dad had us in the
truck. Well, the sun got dark.
It was dark out. It was dark out by the time we were able to go visit. Since he was a C-section baby, he was in the hospital for a little bit longer. He had this little giraffe onesie on or something like
that. It's true. I've seen those pictures.
What hospital?
The one by 84?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Providence.
Providence.
Yeah, Providence. So we were just sitting in the parking lot looking up, and Dad's like, yep, he's up there somewhere. And I recall quite a bit. I think it was pretty exciting because we were moving into a new house too. And so we've been planning on moving into that house on 19th and Washington. And
cut that out. Leave it.
In Michigan.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. You didn't say east or west, so who knows what side of the
Milwaukee.
River it is.
Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never be born in Milwaukee. Portland through and through.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be able to kind of anticipate your arrival. I remember when Ryan was born, too, and didn't really understand what was going on. I was like, there's something going on in the other room. And the house that Ryan was born in didn't have any walls. There was no lath and plaster on the walls. They bought the house completely bare to the studs. There was working electrical and plumbing, but it was like sheets stapled on the dividing walls. And so there was just like a big playroom that was just, you know, just in a wooden box and just kind of like playing with wooden blocks that were like essentially like one of those massive Jenga sets or whatever. But I was building something and I thought the basement was haunted there. Because when Ryan was born, I was three years old, almost 3 years old.
Yeah.
You can remember that. How far back can you remember, John? What do you got? Like 2 weeks ago?
What?
Who are you?
Yeah, I remember when we moved to Mississippi and moved back. So I was 3.5, 4, somewhere in there. Are some of my earliest memories. I was born here, but we lived there for like 1.5 years. And I remember that because it was like a big change. But then it's all just black for like 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Is that good? Is that normal?
That's normal.
Well, your parents were black.
Yeah. I was adopted.
No, John's black. Everybody knows that, right?
Mississippi.
Yeah. We can tell by the way I talk and act. And no, I just have this giant blank spot in my memory. Is that an indication of something?
My blank spot's in middle school.
If I think about it hard, I cry.
I got like 5 memories from middle school.
With an erection?
No, that's normal.
Oh, okay. That's normal.
That was horrible when I like, in elementary school, this is totally off the subject, but in elementary school, that we were wearing, we thought it was the coolest. Eric and I were wearing boxers. Because it was like
silk boxers.
Silk boxers was middle school. So then I'm in middle school and I'm wearing silk boxers. Like, and then all of a sudden, those silk boxers don't conceal that region that happens. That spicy erection. Anyhow, so I was at this school where all the women were young ladies. Like a foot taller than me and just gorgeous and just like nonstop. Like I had to just stay seated until I was like able to get up. Sometimes I'd have to wait till after the bell ring and everybody left and I'm holding it down.
teacher in your next class is like,
you're like, I'm just going to sit here for
Did you have a boner again, Simon? Is that why you're late? Yes.
It definitely was. It was nice that they had already invented tidy whities or whatever. I had to get a few packs of those in middle school.
Change it up. Yeah. I was never a silk boxer.
I never wore boxers.
I tried them and I couldn't handle them.
Now I'm wearing basically with the combo.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs.
The boxer briefs with the
Society has fixed it.
Yeah, we solved it.
They got the little pocket.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Oh, nut pocket?
Yeah, the nut pocket. So then your nuts aren't just rubbing against your skin.
I've heard about
your leg.
A pouch dangling just out there separated.
It's kind of separated. Then you don't have to put like talcum powder on there or whatever. I don't
know. I love the powder.
I would assume that I'd be talcing it up.
All right, well, let's get back to the party.
Oh, all right. We've talked about our nuts long enough.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for coming on, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Hey, thank you. Who's playing the guitar there?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard Anna speak.
Oh, I can hear.
It's Kirsten's baby over here named Hannah.
Yeah.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hello.
And there's what's that kid of yours name? What's
I don't
her
remember name? Her name.
I don't remember her name.
I got a bunch of kids. I can't keep track of them.
It's like May.
Yeah, you had eight.
I had eight kids? More than I knew about.
What's your name's like May, I think?
Yeah.
J-U-N-E.
J-U-N-E. Yeah, we got June on the boards.
You know how to spell June?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they teach you that at school?
Yeah.
Who taught you how to spell?
Me.
You didn't teach you.
My teacher.
What's her name?
Mrs. Sarah.
Oh. Is she tall or is she short?
Tall.
She's tall? Mm-hmm. Is she nice or is she a mean teacher?
Nice.
Does she ever punch you kids?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, they used to punch us all the time.
Why would she do that?
Because you're not listening, you get punched. Does that happen to you at your school, Hannah?
Why?
No, it doesn't?
I think.
No.
And I went to Punch Academy. Why would they punch? Wait a minute.
Yeah, maybe I went to the wrong school.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. Where are you going? Do you want to sit in your chair? You mug?
Sure.
So
you
I want
to sit over there?
So I was trying
to
look.
You got all these mics hooked up? Oh.
And plugged it.
Hey, did either of you guys on Friday, did you raise your hand at school?
I raised my hand at school.
Did you raise your hand, Hannah?
Yeah. We have different size in what we need.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Are you guys doing adding numbers together, Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
What?
What's 1 + 1?
2.
Hannah, what 2. Do you think? Okay, good.
I already know that one.
Oh, that one's pretty
What's
easy.
What's a hard one? I got one hard one. John got me with this one last week. What's
what?
2 + 2?
4.
Oh, what? You got it that fast?
Is it still 4?
Mm-hmm. I know it was 4 when I was a kid.
I thought it changed.
1, 2. 1, 2.
Have you guys learned all the planets in the solar system?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many are there?
8.
There's 8?
Mm-hmm.
Anna, do you know this?
No.
Well, you know what the planet we live on is called Earth?
Yeah.
Is there another one called Mars?
Whoa.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, 13.
She said Uranus, John.
Yeah, she did it.
I almost said 13.
13.
Was that, is 8 now?
It is. Pluto is part of the dwarf planets.
What about Pluto, though?
You got, there's 5 dwarf planets, June?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's Maki Maki.
Maki Maki, Pluto.
Pluto. This,
my teacher loves Pluto.
Yeah, everyone loves Pluto.
Everybody loves little Pluto.
Hey, Hannah, did it snow at your house yesterday?
Yeah.
Did it go on the ground or was it just in the sky?
Just in the sky.
Yeah, same for us. Do you want it to snow on the ground?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get out there and slide on the snow?
Yeah.
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 It's a lot of fun. June, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were sledding last time?
Yeah, there was so much ice, and the big hill was so good to sled on, but I landed in the ditch.
Yeah. What happened to me?
You got scraped.
What happened to you, John?
Yeah, we were all three of us sliding down the hill.
He is making a little area that has been all the blackberry bushes started growing there, but my dad made a fence so they stopped growing, and when it snowed, there was still little sticks sticking up, and then he scraped the side his hip.
Yep, I fell off the sled.
You fell off the sled and, like, the blackberry bushes scraped you?
No, it was just the ice, but I was in the blackberry area.
Yeah.
And I had this big scratch all on my backside. What do you think about that, Hannah?
I was like, oh, my gosh.
It was, like, bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, it was bleeding a lot.
Yeah, not a lot. Well, not a little bit. Do you ever get owies? I know June does, but Hannah, do you ever get owies?
One time I went to the beach, my owie was so big.
Was it? What happened?
What'd you trip on? A big big slug or something?
It was this big, but
that was about an inch and a half, 2 inches.
I just my Crocs were forward, and I just tripped it on, like, the side of the concrete.
Oh, concrete's the worst, man.
My cat, Felix, he scraped me, and it started bleeding, so I had to go get a Band-Aid, and it's still there. I got it last night.
Hannah, did June tell you about our cat?
You got a new cat?
His name is Felix, and he's only a kid.
Yeah. What do you think about Felix, June?
He's cute.
Can he do any tricks?
No. His favorite game is when we run around the house. We have a toy, a little dangly toy, and we run around the house, and he loves that game. He tries to catch it.
Yeah.
Like a little mouse running around.
Yeah, that's good. Hannah, do you play games with your dog, with Ellie?
All my dog does is she sits around.
Oh.
She's lazy.
That's all she does.
She's really old.
You think your mom and dad should get a new dog?
Old she is.
I like dogs.
Yeah.
I think they said she's like, 14?
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah.
Hannah, do you want to get a new dog?
Our cat is like
14
or 15. Our cat is really close.
You want to get a new dog?
No.
What do you want to get?
A cat.
All I want is my old dog.
Aww.
Your old dog? You want to get, what about it, like a bunny?
We have a bunny.
We do. Where is our bunny, Junebug?
It's at Pete and Alex's shush.
Yeah, it is. They're doing a good job taking care of him.
We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
You know, Alex said she's pretty sure it's a girl.
Yeah, it is a girl.
Yeah. Do you remember our bunny, Hannah? You saw her a bunch of times.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. Hannah, do you know what happened to our house?
What?
Why we haven't been there?
It had a fire.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that, yeah.
What were you doing on... was that October 12th?
July. September 29th, Anna. Where were you?
Where were you on September 29th? You weren't starting a fire at John's house, were you?
No, but when you guys had a fire, my mom got really sad. She ran outside.
Oh, yeah?
What?
When she heard the news?
Our neighbor came over.
Yeah,
mom
and she
dad were
called
home.
You on the phone.
I know. I talked to your mom.
Our neighbor, came over and picked me up because I didn't have any shoes on. I just had a tight dress and underwear. That's all I had on.
Yeah. That was pretty scary, wasn't it? So, how do you like living at Grandma's, Junebug?
I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like, what's your favorite thing about Grandma's house?
I love her toy room.
It's true.
What's your favorite toy in there?
Babies. Because I have a baby upstairs. Right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got a new baby today.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a baby? Are they, like,
no, it's
haunted
just a bunch
babies?
Of toys.
Whenever you take out the pink bangy, it starts crying.
Oh, that's fun.
Like a real baby.
What's your favorite toy, Hannah?
I have...
Unicorns.
Let her...
No, I have, like, this dog, and anytime you press the music button, it like dances funny and it sings a funny song.
Oh, really? You want to sing it? Do you know how it goes?
No, it just dances and sings a song, and it's very hard to sing.
Oh, I see.
I got a question for Hannah. Is your mom always singing Taylor Swift songs around the house? Is she just nonstop singing songs?
Hey, get out of here, Owen.
You want to say hi on the microphone?
No.
Sit on my lap.
No.
I listen to Taylor Swift.
I mean, sometimes she does.
Cruel Summer. I love Cruel Summer.
Can I talk with you?
Yeah.
Cruel Summer. No, you can't.
Brooks can hear you.
Hey, Owen.
Hi.
I got a question for you.
What?
Let's say you go in for a genetic test and you find out you're a Neanderthal.
What's an Andre song?
Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
A Neanderthal is like before humans. It's like another type of humans. They were called Neanderthals.
Yeah. Like what's that movie with...
Daddy, I can hear you.
Lord of the Rings?
No.
Hannah, I have a question for you.
Wait, I haven't finished
like
my question.
Like in the
Croods. I haven't finished my question.
Hey, Brooks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, there's a...
Quit touching. There you go.
Hey, you know, there's a... Hey, you know, a T-Rex weighs 16,000 pounds.
16,000 pounds?
How big a T-Rex was?
Yep.
I think, what do you weigh, like 2,000 pounds?
No.
Oh, come on.
He was over 100 pounds.
Wow, you're a big boy.
Around 100.
Nice.
Yeah, I do.
How much, Dad?
How much? One weighs about 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A little over.
So,
Hannah, I have a question for you.
Why?
What
Sue,
is
were you
your favorite
Claus
thing
like that picture?
Except unicorns?
No, that's a picture Brooks took with Santa Claus.
Oh.
What?
What's your favorite toy besides
hey, Brooks,
unicorn?
What did Jackson look
dog.
Like a kid?
Your dancing dog?
Yeah.
Jackson, what did Jackson look like as a kid?
Yeah.
Well, he used to have purple hair.
Can we hand this lunch?
Oh.
And it was like spiked up.
Yeah.
And he had this weird mustache.
You have to switch headphones.
He was born.
What? Can I have the headphones?
He was born with a mustache.
Can I have the headphones?
You want to switch headphones?
Yeah,
there.
Hey, you hand your headphones to June. Hannah, you take your headphones with you. Are these long enough to go to June?
How do I take these, though?
No.
There you go. You're good, Hannah. No, Junie, hand me those
ones on.
Here, Hannah. No, you sit here and put on these headphones.
No.
No, don't scream into that
mic. I want yours.
Hannah. No, you want to wear these ones? Hannah,
where's the ones that I was
wearing? Owen, don't.
Brooks is going to give you some.
Don't bounce on the table.
No.
You don't want to hear anything?
What?
Those don't go that far, Judy. Either take Brooks's or not have any.
Brooks.
Headphones.
I like to sit on the couch.
Do you want
to
talk anymore?
I got to finish asking this question.
Actually, you can take up.
He's gone. All right. Love you, Ollie.
I'll go sit on Daddy's
I think he might actually be a Neanderthal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It sounds like he was dodging.
Let me have those.
Sounds like he was dodging the question. Like once I brought up the fact that he was
Neanderthal. Hey, what's that? I've never heard of it.
Like, oh, never heard of that. Let's get out of here.
No.
Yeah, we'll go home in a few minutes, okay?
Any longer.
Go talk to Mom.
What do you got at home that you want?
He's just tired of being here. He hates your house.
Well...
Can we go play now?
You don't think this is fun?
A long time ago.
I just want to go play.
Hannah, I'll take your spot if you don't want to.
Look at me. I can make my voice echo. Hello.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Scare me.
That's your voice. June, that's your voice. Speak into the microphone. You want what's your voice sound like, Hannah?
I don't know.
Say echo.
Sounds like you're in a cave.
Echo.
It didn't really echo for that long.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that did it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hold on.
That part's not.
You too.
It makes your voice sound.
Kids aren't very good at podcasting, Brooks.
Yeah.
It's almost like.
What?
This was like Remember our first day podcasting?
Yeah, it was about the same.
It was about the same as this. All right. Thanks for hanging out,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks for coming out, girls.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
we're back.
We're back. After
birthday party.
8 days. As everybody just heard, John's family was like, let's get the fuck out of here. So right after.
Oh, out of your house. Yeah.
Right after that, John picked up and left.
Yep.
And so
we,
I had.
We only swiped two things.
We had no. Yeah.
And left one thing. So
we had no resolution to my birthday podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And here it is. But Jay's here.
Hey! To show up at the end of the party.
He showed up 8 days late.
Our corporate sponsor, Jay, from Paradise Guitars.
Right. Everybody go on down to Paradise Guitars, 3570 Southwest Troy Street.
Oh, wow.
Say right. Brooks and John sent you, and they'll say, get the fuck out of here. That guy still owes me money.
No, if you go into Jay's office or his shop and you say, hey, I heard about you on the Basement Buddies, he'll give you Brooks's phone number and you can come on the podcast.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm making that claim right now.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I give everyone Brooks's
phone. Yeah, might as well. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care.
Do you do the thing where it's like, give him the phone number and say, don't say I gave it to you?
I've done that a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what. I've got a lot of weird calls. I'm like, who gave you this number? Wasn't Jay, for sure.
Uh-uh.
Wasn't, definitely not.
You're like, well, shit, I don't know who it was. If they said it wasn't Jay.
At my work, when somebody's having some issues and needs to talk to, like, a higher up, like, you know, Jay has some problems. He needs to get things figured out. I got a secret phone number.
Oh, that goes straight to the top.
That goes straight. You know, it's not a 1-800 pick UPS and then filter through like India to here to there, eventually hit somebody to talk to. I got a real number.
It's like somebody that will make stuff happen.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a good time for a funny UPS story?
Oh, always a good
But time. They, yeah, just say, but they don't want me to give out that number.
Yeah.
So, but I give it out. And I'm like, don't tell them. Don't you tell them it was me. All right. If somebody says, who gave you this? Do not say it was me.
They're going to change that number soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Can I have that number?
You want that number?
Sure.
I got it. No, you different guy for your mom's house.
Oh,
different,
okay.
Set.
Still haven't seen Jerry, my favorite member of Hammerwack. He hasn't been out. We haven't seen him.
Some things going on. Jerry might not, he might be retiring soon.
Yeah, he's threatening that.
Hmm.
Just coincidentally, my mom's UPS driver kind of knows Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Bobby on the shop steward, and he actually was in a band with Jerry, my driver, like 25 years ago.
Whoa.
So I've been waiting to blow his mind. Be like, hey, man.
I remember you from Hammerwack. I was at one of your first shows, man.
That band, they never had a show and practiced once or something.
Yep.
Dude. Are you telling me?
He'd be like, whoa.
When's the reunion, brother?
What was your
anyway.
Funny UPS story?
It's not that funny, I guess, but you
it
delivered.
It better be fucking hilarious.
You delivered that guitar the other day, which is actually like a personal guitar.
Oh, I've
been waiting for. It's awesome.
I made sure not to bang that box around.
It showed up in perfect condition.
Really?
Not a scratch on it.
First time.
But I went to Instagram and tagged the manufacturer. I was like, oh my God, thank you for not using FedEx. Because, FedEx won't deliver to me. And I got an automatic response from UPS. Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. This is our online virtual assistant. Like, what seems to be the problem? And I'm like, nothing's the problem. You guys are great. It's fantastic. And they're like, once again, so sorry to hear that. Anything we can do to help, just let us know.
No, not a problem. Yeah, we're sorry.
We're so sorry that happened to them.
What? People are talking about us nicely on social media?
The AI blew up.
Yeah.
So it's been a lovely birthday for me. I'm officially,
happy birthday.
Officially 39.
39. Old man.
Good age.
How old are you, Jay?
I'm 35.
Oh, man.
But my wife is 39. So
oh, she is good age.
Like a fine, good age.
Fine wine.
Fine.
Good age.
I don't know. Feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I have been like thinking about being older.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about like 20 years ago, I was still an adult.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a trip.
And like looking around and seeing kids and being like, oh man, you got your whole life ahead of you. I went to the hockey game last night.
Like the Winterhawks?
The Winterhawks.
Oh.
And yeah, all the players, it's 16 to 19, the league. So they're just children skating around out there.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's
that's not professional hockey?
No, Winterhawks is not.
Oh.
It's a 16 to 19.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought they were grown-ass adults.
No.
There's like a 16-year-old out there throwing punches?
You know the 16-year-old because they are required to wear like a full cage face mask.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
But yeah, they're throwing punches.
Yeah.
They are fucking with us too.
The audience?
We were sitting right on the
or
ice.
Or you specifically.
We were sitting right on the ice, and like as they're warming up, you know, passing the pucks around, I see this like 18-year-old kid just shoot a puck right at the plastic right by somebody's head.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
to get them to jump. Just
oh,
to
fun.
Fuck with them.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, cool. You know.
How'd it hold up though? It's a couple hour commitment? Worth it?
I've never been before. I loved it.
Yeah.
I've been taking my you know, as we talked about on this podcast
mm-hmm.
that everybody heard
yep.
30 minutes ago.
Of course.
I decided I was going to treat my body nicer.
Mm.
Oh.
So I've been taking, like, vitamins and stuff for the last, like, 6-7 days.
Oh, yeah?
You know, a little,
feel like Superman?
A little magnesium citrate.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, you got to get that magnesium.
Get those joints feeling better.
You got the Centrum Silver.
Mm.
Oh. Get that Centrum Silver.
Over 38 edition.
They stepped it up. They got extra, like, fish oils and stuff in there. I don't know. But it was standing room only in this, and usually, you know, standing for...
Wait, the Winterhawks game was standing only?
Well, we were right on the ice. We were in the beer garden.
Oh.
So it's like open seating or open standing.
Gotcha.
And, you know, my knees, after that magnesium citrate for 8 days...
Fixed you right up.
They could handle it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should have stayed out past 9:30, probably.
I got pretty tired.
Oh.
I got pretty tired. But everything went well.
Brooks, already, you stay up late. Anyway, I'll get texts from you at like midnight. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's Thursday.
That's when I remember.
And you also get up early, I assume.
7 o'clock.
Well, that's not bad.
And then I generally text you back as soon as I wake up and I see that you text me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'll text him back at like 5.
That's
like,
the passive aggressive move
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
You text me late at night. I'm going to text you at
when
6.
I wake up.
Well, I assume your phone's off. Is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the floor and in sleep mode
okay.
or whatever.
Okay. So it's not a bother to you. It's a surprise for your morning.
No, yeah. I always see it in the morning. I go, oh, hey, Brooks texted.
Brooks had something really important.
Now, if you
say.
Fucking called me at midnight, that'd be a different story. If you called me to, like, chat.
You better be dying.
Yeah, I'd be fucking pissed.
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up?
What you doing?
What's happening?
Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm getting in the car. I'm coming.
I just had, what's like, I really, you know, I was thinking about you.
Dude, have you seen Stranger Things?
Dude, I'm
yeah, oh, man. This
it's crazy.
Weird. I just hit the third season finale.
Oh,
it's man.
Good.
Oh, were you sleeping?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just in the hot tub. Just, yeah, usually I'm in the hot tub. I'm watching a TikTok or something.
Making some
and
calls.
I'm like, making some calls.
Yeah.
Texting John, doing my business.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead and text.
Taking care of all the business of the day.
Yeah. I want to see the study of longevity on the hot. You might be the first person to like break 120. And like, Brooks, what was your secret? Hot tub.
Sitting in that hot
every
day. Goddamn day.
Yeah. I just the life force in the pool just soaked into my blood.
Mm-hmm. You should put magnesium in your hot tub.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put all kinds of crazy.
You know,
I'll talk to Carrie next door and see what she's got. We'll just mix it in like a soup.
The gal at the...
a cauldron.
The gal at the Chinese medicine shop.
She is good. I've had acupuncture there, and it does something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Puts little needles in your skin.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
I think it's just good to lay flat on a table for like an hour.
Yep.
Under a heat
lamp. Absolutely what it is. And have,
yeah, I'm like, I do feel better. Wow.
Have a professional, like, do anything to you.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I feel better after going to the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So you feel all your, like,
adrenaline.
Dolphins
up.
Are going. And
yeah. Looks like your arm's broken. I think the way to treat that. Tattoo on that arm.
Tattoo that yeah. broken arm.
Tattoo it.
What I could do is hurt. Like a little frowny face and
cross that out, smiley face right next to it, and you're all healed
feels
up.
Better. You ever getting the face tattoos, Jay?
No.
Are Yuck. You one of those guys that's like tattooed up, but was like judging other people with face tattoos? You're not.
No, I don't judge. No, I like. I mean, face tattoos are pretty cool. I guess. Works out for Post Malone, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That's still an.
But I made a promise years ago to my sister, who is a little more on the straight and narrow, that yeah. I wouldn't get neck or face. But
no neck or face.
Yeah. I got my entire back finished. It took a long time.
Where do you go? Do you have an artist?
I went to a dentist. Shout out dentist. I know he's a soon to be listener.
Oh.
His whole thing is his dad was a dentist.
Yeah.
So he's like, I want to make it like a procedural thing. Like you're going to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he gives you like, lets you pick out a toy at the end.
Oh, hell yeah.
And gives you a toothbrush. It really does.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's super cool.
My wife just signed up for another tattoo.
Yeah.
She's always stalking Instagram, following particular artists that yeah. she likes, and then, you know, spending... You know, they're always like $1,000. They're fancy.
Yeah. As I get older, I realize it's less about what all my ideas for tattoos were bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to somebody who has rad art that I like.
Yeah.
And they just say, put your art on me.
That's,
instead
yeah.
of like, I want a eagle and I want to be busting out of American flag and
with Bowser
busting
right
out of American flag, holding an American flag.
So.
Yeah, that she's definitely transitioned to that. I think that's yeah. what most folk do as you get older. And you get the money where you can afford the artist.
Yeah.
Instead of just picking flash off the wall at some fucking strip mall.
Has she set aside, you know, the money it's going to take to have her skin preserved for future generations?
Yeah, like, I've been taking classes.
So you're going to, like,
yeah,
skin her afterwards and, yeah, like, what? Dry it and stretch it out over.
Oh, yeah. And you got to scrape all the
fat on
off
yep.
the skin so it tans.
Yeah, you got to tan the.
It's a real thing? No. To frame it? Or no. Oh.
You don't want.
Just you.
You don't want those tattoos going to waste after you're dead.
Yeah, you
no, I don't.
Some good, work on there. Some good.
You pick and choose the ones you're like, all right, this one, save this one. This
I mean,
one, throw it away.
I'd like one of your hands.
You can have it.
Framed.
I'll put it on the record. You can have one
Which
or
hand?
Both of my hands.
Wait, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Which one? Test.
All right, I'll take a left.
Yeah. Which one touched your wiener less?
Well, trust me, you want the right hand.
Okay.
Because if
okay.
at least you know where it's at.
Okay.
The other one's the dangerous one.
Oh, dang. Anyways, it was pretty,
anyway.
Good, pretty good birthday party.
Yeah.
Jay, what's that? What do you got?
Oh, is it present? This is your birthday present.
You've been talking about a present for me for months.
I have.
Me on.
Wow, he's got a box that's about that big.
Since this is an audio medium, we'll mm-hmm. have to.
I got a knife here. I'm going to need it.
Oh, shit.
It's a really dull knife. Product is marked for.
That was just a box from our bathroom. You can tell a man wrapped it.
I usually do a paper grocery bag, and I staple it once.
Oh.
So here you go. Happy birthday.
Dun, 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 dun. Searched long and hard.
What?
Hey.
It's a little UPS truck. With an antenna?
What?
And an on-off?
Wait a minute.
It's a listening device.
Wait a minute. What is
He's
this,
bugging. So it's like a Hot Wheel-sized... UPS truck.
Okay, got a parrot dice guitar.
Ooh, koozie.
Perfect for my drink here. And
hey, that's a good idea, because when you set it on the table, it won't make a noise.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, wow.
See, you guys can't hear it. What's this? Okay, some spare parts.
Spares.
And motors.
Whoa.
What's going on with this?
This is some sort of radio-controlled...
And a... Oh.
A controller. Where the hell do you get such a thing, Jay?
I searched long and hard the depths of the internet.
Yeah. New stickers for the podcast table here.
Went on the dark web.
What's this?
To drive a little tiny...
So you...
Is this a little controller?
Yeah, dude. Now your kids...
I might have left it on. That's not good. Pop it on the side here.
Yeah, to make sure it worked, right?
And then when that one goes off, it's ready to pull out your antenna.
Whoa. Cool.
Now your boys can drive it around the kitchen and be like, I'm like Papa. Oh, shit. Oh, no. We broke it.
I'm like Papa. I don't want them breaking my RC car. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a tall video with some... Now, once that turns green, we're going to hear some...
But it's going to interfere.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a tall video with some RC cars.
Yeah.
And I know you're into RC cars.
I'm in it. I'm in it heavy.
Hardcore?
Heavy.
Wait, do you drive the ones that, like, run on fuel?
No. Oh. That's kind of, like, gone away. That was big when I was...
I remember those guys.
...into them the first time. The second time I'm into them. Yeah, the LiPo batteries come so far that...
Oh, yeah, good
everything
point.
Is super fast just on batteries.
You got some, like, 18650 battery cells that you chunk in there and you can haul balls around?
They are, they go by a...
You know, they're like the big...
Yeah, set. They're 8 cell are the biggest ones that are like, yeah, like a brick.
Ah.
But the ones I race are like, like 5 or 6 inches.
Cool.
So you can do it indoors and...
You race indoors?
Yeah, 13th in the nation currently.
You are?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like 12 people.
Yeah.
And he's 13th?
He's 13th.
Yeah.
He hasn't quite made it on the...
How many hundred bucks are you in? How many hundreds of dollars are you in?
Hundreds? Oh.
Are you
into the hobby? My wife might listen to this, so...
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I do guitar, so I, like, flip some of them to help pay
sure.
for it. So.
Oh, okay.
My racing setup, yeah, probably costs as much as a real car, I would assume. At this
point. Do you have ones? Are there goggles like the drones?
I've seen that before. No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
That'd be
Apple,
very disorienting.
Apple Vision.
Yeah.
It's just guys at the track wearing those with their hands out, like they're just driving with their hand and their foot. Oh.
You don't even have to be there. You could just be in somewhere else.
But it would be fun to have it actually be happening. Like on the track, and you're sitting in a little race setup.
One of the racers is like a 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's number 7 in the nation.
The amount of times I've wanted to like, you'd be like, I don't know,
see her in the parking lot after.
Yeah, I should
break her knees.
Just sorry, I stepped on your car before the race. Oops.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, bitch?
What you gonna do?
Damn it, Tina.
My experience ended at Pinewood Derby cars. You ever do those growing up?
Yeah. Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts. I remember I was like, all right, my dad helped me cut it out. And then he's like, okay, you can sand it. That was when I realized sanding is bullshit and not fun. I was like, oh, this takes forever. Anyway, that's a good birthday present. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
That's very cool.
You don't have to do it right now.
He's playing with it.
There's a FedEx one, and I stomped it.
Oh, so it all comes apart. Oh, so the UPS thing is just like a shell.
Yeah.
So you can get a couple different ones, Brooks. You ever thought about painting your truck?
Yeah.
Put like flames and shit on it?
My UPS truck?
Or like a wizard with a big orb where he's like, you know, fighting a dragon? How about this? You get a big decal.
They won't let me.
And you stick it on there in the morning.
When I peel it off every day.
And you take it off every night.
Ooh, magnet.
A big old magnet.
The shells are aluminum. The sides are aluminum.
All right, we'll find an aluminum magnet.
Do they got aluminum magnets?
Somewhere.
Neil deGrasse Tyson would know.
He's on it. And
he's been working on one for a while.
I think Bezos bought it. He's got the
only one. He's going to shelve it so the world will never know about these aluminum magnets.
I wish we had one. And then...
apparently this...
Boy, it's broken.
It's broken, but it'll work one of these days.
All right.
Oh, take that away from...
I want to fiddle with it. It looks fun.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Anyways, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
It was a great birthday.
That's I'm happy fantastic. You had a good time.
And thanks for being here. And I want to invite everybody who's listening to this podcast to my 40th birthday party coming up here. Everybody's listening.
In 1 year.
In 1 year.
You have a year to prepare. No excuses.
I'm going to be at the coast from June 23rd.
Wait, that's not when your birthday is.
No, yeah. So my birthday is like always cold.
Oh, yeah.
So you're moving your birthday.
I'll move my 40th birthday party to a few months later.
Gotcha.
June 23rd through July, 6th.
Okay.
Oh, 2 weeks.
I'm going to be down there for 2 weeks. The main event. So if you're free for any of those
Tame
days,
Impala is playing?
Wow.
So if you're is that free, what you said?
Yeah, we're going to have bands.
You want getting back together?
You want Hammerwack will be there.
Oh, Hammerwack.
Yeah, you got a band you want to bring up to the event?
Yeah.
To play for six people?
No. Hey, man. I'm putting this out to everybody I've known my entire life.
All right.
Six people's on par for us. So
oh, good.
And anybody that listens to this podcast and can answer like a few questions, they'll send in an email to basementbuddiespod@gmail.com. I'll send them back a questionnaire.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And if they pass, then they can come to the, my 40th birthday party.
Actually, can't they just text you directly? What's your phone number?
Nah.
503.
Yeah. Then there's some more.
So just.
Just
text
keep
in.
Guessing 0000001 0000002 and then just until you hit me. Starting with 503.
Jay's getting a couple more.
Anyways, the main event will be June 27th through 29th.
381.
Okay, that's them. Now you're only down to 9,900.
80.
Oh,
now you're only down to
100 or 99.
Okay, now see,
you guessed 10 numbers.
You just got it.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. Try calling me. I pretty much
preferably at night after midnight.
Yeah, after midnight.
I pretty much answer.
Call, no text, just call.
I answer every phone call
like on fucking Craigslist. Okay, so you're clearly a boomer. Don't know how your phone works. Call, no text.
I
know what I got.
Do you call places to ask them what time they're open?
I have.
That's the definitive
if
question of generations.
They don't have a website that tells you anything about it, you know?
But what about where you found the number?
Yeah, I'll go on Google and it'll be like, business hours may vary.
Oh.
And you're like, well, I'm going to fucking call him. I was trying to find a locksmith and I was looking at this guy's website and I was trying to figure out where he was. And there's like nothing on the internet. So I called him and he's like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey. You What's make
up? He's everywhere. He's like, I'm already inside your house.
He's like,
whoa, you're good.
He's like, I'm not a business anymore. I quit like 2 months ago, but Google hasn't taken my number off. I was like, oh, okay. Sorry to bug you. He's just some guy now.
He's just, yeah. He just goes wherever he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
I
rambling.
I used to, I still do answer every phone call and they'll tell me potential spam and I still answer it.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Yeah, I like that.
Could be wrong.
If it's
could be an offer that's too good to pass up.
Could be somebody wanting to come to my birthday party, and they figured out the number.
Yep.
I was getting upwards of 20-25 calls a day, and you know I don't trust the government, right?
Oh. What?
Never trusted them in my life.
I do.
Moon landing.
I love.
Yeah, government's great.
The U.S. government.
No problem.
All its federal agencies.
Well, apparently there's this do not call list. You can just call up and put your number on that list.
Mm.
I've known about it for 20 years now, as long as it's been around.
Yeah.
And just didn't trust them.
Well,
didn't
you
think they could do what they said they were going to do.
You have a built-in safety feature, which my mom also enjoyed, is you go by your middle name. So if someone calls and says, hello, can I talk to Robert? You know it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or somehow I'm just getting calls from my dad, and he goes by his middle name. So when they ask for Ernest, which is my dad's first name.
Oh, he's using your phone number to sign up for sweepstakes at the grocery store.
I think he has been. Or I somehow I'm the head of the phone plan, so somehow got filtered to me, some bullshit. Anyways, I put it on do not call list. It went down to like 5 calls a day.
Wow.
6 is the last number, so if anybody wants to call Brooks,
they have to listen close and pay attention.
If you were writing that down, it's accurate.
What were you saying? The main event is June 27th.
The main event.
So 2 weeks
is going to be.
Well, he'll be there for 2 weeks.
The location is just the coast.
June 27th Ira coast. Through 29th will be the main.
That's
big,
the main weekend.
Big 40th birthday bash.
Bacchanalia.
We're gonna have my buddy Dan DJing.
I've heard of him.
We're gonna have a movie set up at nighttime. I'm gonna do a bunch of wild games. I'm going to set up, you know, like lay down a tarp in the middle and then you hose it down.
Ooh.
And then you got the track, like the riding lawnmower in the middle, just doing circles with a rope attached to it.
Ooh.
What?
Just spinning in circles.
Do you have a place down there? Or what?
Yeah. They got a place down at the coast. My parents have 15 acres and I'm working on a cabin down there.
It's at his vacation property.
Wow.
Where, yeah,
he's a rich.
Bring your RC cars, but with the quad wheels.
The big fat wheels.
I was going to say, oh, we could bring like a speaker set.
Yeah. You want to?
We can be loud as shit.
We can do live music.
There might be bands.
Okay.
That might be.
You have a whole year to grow.
I've got a whole year to grow. I'm trying to figure this out legit. And there'll be different campgrounds. We've got a couple of.
How's that toilet situation?
The toilets will be up and running. I'm going to get a couple porta potties, but I'm going to have like the family campground over here, more of the rowdy crew over here, more like the this yeah. over this side. Probably throw a pig in the ground or whatever. I don't know. If somebody wants to throw a pig.
Ibuprofen and
yeah,
all the
blood sacrifice,
all the magnesium citrate you guys can handle.
Oh boy!
So come on down.
Come on down. Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's at the land.
2025, not this year. So everybody's got like 14 months to plan.
Oh, yeah. I got more than you.
Coming from around the world.
I forgot it's March.
If you're making a trip from around the world, you can stay at my house in town, set up that tent in the backyard, and then we can head down for the big event. We can do this. Whoever right. wants to come.
Call him first, though.
Yeah, give him a call.
Call. Jay gave out my number. All right. Well, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Brooks.
And there we go.
We did it.
One more time. Oh, hey.
What?
I forgot. This was our 300th episode that we recorded.
Hey. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we had some we didn't air. So the error number isn't the same, but we've done this 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
John's came over to my house 300 times.
Oh, it's too many.
I've been over to his house like 4 times.
Yep. All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can we go play now?